Sorry. Matthew chapter 4. We'll read from verse 1 through 11. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And after he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he then became hungry. And the tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread." But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." Then the devil took him into the holy city, and he had him stand on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will give his angels charge concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him, "On the other hand, it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, "All these things will I give you if you fall down and worship me." Then Jesus said to him, "Begone, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and began to minister to him. Let's pray together. God, we thank you for this word this morning. And Holy Spirit, we ask you to come and speak to us. And Father, we love you. We ask you for your presence to fill this place, God, this morning. And we want to worship you. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So this morning, I wanted to maybe change gears a bit, and instead of doing like a topical thing, as long as I get to do EMP, I don't know if PSM will be here tomorrow, but I'll try to go through Matthew. That's the book that I'm reading right now, so we'll just kind of go through Matthew together. But today's passage, verse 1 through 11, we see here in verse 1, Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Very interesting, right? Jesus was led by the Holy Spirit to be tempted by the devil. And we can look at it in a few different ways. Sometimes we also will go through the times of testing, right? That will really basically test what we're made of. And it'll test our faith. It'll test our love for God and all those things. And I believe it's there because God wants us to grow, you know? He wants to give us more, but he needs to know whether we can handle, basically, right? And maybe some of you are in a time of testing and being tempted, and I just encourage you, and here you see Jesus fasted to prepare for this time of temptation. He fasted 40 days, 40 nights, and he was empowered by the Holy Spirit. And you've probably heard messages on this, right? How he quoted the scriptures to combat the devil. And God has given you the power, and God is in you, the Holy Spirit's in you, to be empowered to go through the time of temptation. But another way of looking at how this thing works is, it says, the Holy Spirit led him into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Which is interesting is if you look a few verses before this, in verse 15, Jesus, when he's getting baptized by John the Baptist, says, "It is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." That for him to be baptized is fulfilling all righteousness. And here Jesus kind of is showing us the purpose, one of the purposes, or probably the main purpose of why he was here on this earth, and it was to fulfill all righteousness. Because since the time of Adam, since he fell, none of man was able to fulfill all righteousness, right? We've always have fallen short of the glory of God, and there was all these rules and law a set of rules that was set apart for man to be able to be in a right relationship with God. We had to fulfill all these things, and no one was able to do it. But what Jesus came to do as the second Adam, was to fulfill all the righteousness that man could not do. And we know from the Genesis passage, right in the beginning, Adam and Eve, they are tempted by the devil and they fall, right? And in a sense here, Jesus is being led by the Holy Spirit because he is being put in a situation where he can now reverse what has happened in the Genesis account. You know, where he was tempted by the devil and they just completely lost it. In this instance, the devil comes to tempt him again, but Jesus is now able to, as the second Adam, fulfill all righteousness for us, so that if we believe him and if we depend on him, we can enter into heaven, right? We have to remember, I think, because we talk about the goodness of God and the love of God and the grace of God, sometimes we forget, I think, for me, sometimes I forget that, you know what? It's not possible for any of us to enter into the presence of God. It's not like God is a good God who is just accepting of everyone, no matter what they have done, just because he's a good God, right? He does accept us no matter what we have done, but a great, great price had to be paid for that to be made available for us, right? It's not like God sitting there going, it's okay. You know, it's okay if you can't fulfill all righteousness. It's okay if you sin, and it's okay if you fail to meet the standard. I'll just accept you anyway. No, it's God's saying, no, you can't. There is no way that you can fulfill all righteousness and meet the standard to be able to come to me. But that's why I'm sending my son Jesus into the world so that he can fulfill all righteousness. He can do what man was unable to do, so that if you believe him to be your Savior, then because of his righteousness and what he has done, then I will accept you. And this just came as a great reminder to me that we can't water down the gospel. You know, we can't water down the holiness of God and just start preaching, you know, yeah, God loves you. He just come and he'll accept you. But we have to mention the sin, right? The sin of man and how we cannot come to God on our own. And it's absolutely by the work that Jesus Christ has done that we're able to come into his presence. So that's really an interesting insight, you know, from here, that Holy Spirit led Jesus to be tempted so that in this instance he can fulfill what Adam and Eve could not do as the second Adam that has come. And then another thing I wanted to look at is verse 3. It says, and the tempter came and said to him, if you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread. I just wanted to look at the name tempter, right? The devil is called many things. He's called tempter. He's also called the deceiver. He's also called the accuser, right? And if you look at the word tempter, it just means to tempt or to test. And the purpose of the devil tempting us is to basically get us to fail. And the purpose of him deceiving us and accusing us is that after we have failed, that we will quit. You know, the devil wants to make us fail and quit in our pursuit after God, in our struggle and in our fight to really live for God and to really do the things of God here on this earth. He wants us to fail, and not only fail, but he wants us to stay in that failure. You know, he wants us to quit by accusing us and by deceiving us. And we just have to be aware, and we have to really just say no. You know, we're not going to let the tempter, the deceiver, the accuser, get us down and make us quit from the things that God has purposed to do in our lives. And yesterday we talked about, you know, the passage in James chapter 4:7, right? Resist the devil. Submit therefore to God and resist the devil and he will flee from you. The devil will flee from us if we resist him. And lastly, I just wanted to look at verse 10 and 11. Then Jesus said to him, Be gone, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only. And then it's interesting how in verse 11 it says, then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and began to minister to him. And it just kind of stuck out to me that in this instance, so in the first temptation, Jesus quotes a scripture. Second instance, Jesus quotes a scripture. But in the third one, he says, hey, be gone, Satan. And then he quotes a scripture. And then verse 7 says, then the devil left him. You know, Jesus says, hey, get out of here. And the devil left him. You know, before he said, he hadn't said that in the previous first and second, right? And I just thought, in the Luke passage, it's written out differently. Jesus doesn't say, be gone. It just says, when the devil had finished every temptation, he left him. But I feel like maybe Matthew is trying to make a point here and teach us the authority that Jesus had. And Jesus says, get out, be gone. And then the devil leaves him at the command of Jesus to get out. And, you know, in the same way, when we are tempted or when we are tested by the devil, we have the power, we're given the power and the authority to tell him, hey, get out of here. You know, I command you, I forbid you from speaking into me and from lying and from deceiving, doing all those things. So just three things this morning. But the main thing I want to focus on is the fact that Jesus came and fulfilled all righteousness for us. You know, in behalf of us, that he came, what we could not do, he was able to fulfill so that we can completely rely on him. To be able to enter into the presence of God. So let's close our eyes and allow the Holy Spirit to just come and speak to us this morning.
Your spirit like water to my soul. Your word is a lamp unto my feet. Jesus, I love you. I love you. Jesus. 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 You're the risen and exalted one. Jesus, your name is like honey on my lips, your spirit like water to my soul. Your word is a lamp unto my feet. Jesus, I love you. I love your name. Your name is like honey on my lips. Your spirit like water to my soul. Your word is a lamp unto my feet. Jesus, I love you. I love you. Jesus. Jesus. Holy and anointed one, Jesus, risen and exalted, risen and exalted one, Jesus. Yes, Jesus, we thank you. Thank you, Lord, that you came to fulfill all righteousness, God, while you are here on this earth. And that you have truly made the way for us to enter into the presence of God by meeting all the requirements, God, on our behalf, God. We could never do it on our own. We could never do it on our own goodness, God, or our own efforts, God, our own righteousness. And so, Lord, we thank you for providing the way for us. And Jesus, just in response to that, we want to worship you and we want to live for you and we want to honor you and love you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Let's pray for our house churches together. There's Pacific Place today and Conduit, Sandra and GA, and Kennedy Road with Tracy and Will. So let's just pray for our house churches that God would really minister in the meetings and that it'll be a wonderful time. So let's just pray together. Let's pray for our missions, mission focus. Let's pray for Cambodia and what Pastor O has been doing in that country. And let's just pray that God would really move in that country to, you know, to redevelop, you know, what they have lost. And that the church will really be able to play a part in restoring hope and joy to the city. And please pray for New Life Church in Phnom Penh. That's the church that we go to every summer for the worship conference. So please pray for them. Let's pray for the Philippines, and let's pray for Jihei's father, Mr. Jang, and the ministry that he has with the leper colony. And let's just pray that that they will continue. There's two leper colonies that we visited and a street people church. So let's pray for those three places that God's Holy Spirit will just be there to continue to give these people hope and a real love for Jesus. So let's pray for those three places, the two leper colonies and the street church. Let's pray for Thailand, and let's just lift up our friend Rachel. She was able to share with us on Sunday what she's been doing, and let's pray that God would really bless this ministry called Create, and that it will be used by God to really bless the missionaries and to really bring the gospel to people that have never heard the gospel before. So let's pray for Rachel and her team in Thailand, Chiang Mai. And let's also lift up Uzbekistan and our church, Tashkent Bethel Church. Let's pray that God would have mercy upon this church and be with the youth that have come to know God through this church, and be with the leaders and the adults. And let's just pray that God's Holy Spirit will just lead them and guide them. So those four countries, Cambodia, Philippines, Thailand, and Uzbekistan. Let's pray together. And lastly, let's pray for our building search. Let's just lift it up to God, and let's ask that He would lead us and guide us in our in this time for our church. So let's pray together.
Father God, we lift up together, God, our building search to You. We ask You, Lord, that You would lead our church, God, lead our building search committee, lead Janice, God, Stanley, and Jimmy, God. Angela and Sophia, God, be with Pastor Sam as he leads us, God, in this time. We ask You, Lord, that You would grant us favor. We thank You for the favor You've shown to us, God, and we pray that You will we would continue to be in a place, God, position ourselves, God, freely just give to us, God.
Father God, we thank You, Lord. We thank You that You are here with us today, and that You hear our prayers, God, to You. And Lord, help us today also to live for You, Lord. I pray, Holy Spirit, that You would give us the strength and the power to resist the enemy, God, when he comes with temptation. And help us to fully just believe the gospel, that You have fully met the requirement, Jesus, You know, for us, God, and that we can freely, truly come into the presence of God without shame or condemnation or guilt, and yeah, I just bless, God, every single person that's here. I bless them with your presence and with your peace and your strength, God, and your love, the joy of the Lord to be upon them today. And be with us throughout the day, God. We want to worship you throughout the day. Help us, Father. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you guys. Have a great day.